It's time for Wednesday Wrestling Minutes, yeah.
Wednesday Wrestling Minutes, Wrestling Minutes, Wrestling Minutes. Wednesday Wrestling Minutes, Wrestling Minutes, Wrestling Minutes. Wednesday Wrestling Minutes, yeah, Wrestling Minutes. Wednesday Wrestling Minutes, Wrestling Minutes, Wrestling Minutes.
Hi guys, Wednesday Wrestling Minutes is brought to you thanks to Joe Archer Diacono and the Solid B Plus Podcast. If you need more NXT, New Japan, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, and a chatter, check out the Solid B Plus Podcast, available on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Mike, yeah, number one.
NXT Moments, the War Raiders defeated Undisputed Era via DQ when Bobby Fish comes back.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah.
I love Bobby Fish.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yep. All several guys, friends of the show.
Carly also Riley. A good match and a good way to have them do it again at a future takeover.
Yeah. Hold on, whoa. Solid storytelling here in NXT? Stop the presses.
Shayna Baszler destroyed Britt Baker.
Oh, she's what's it called? Isaac Yankum's daughter.
Yeah. Who mentioned Isaac Yankum? Was it Nigel? It had to be Nigel.
Oh, yeah, someone said it, and I laughed. So I need more of that.
Oh, no, it was Moro. It was Moro.
No, you don't fucking know.
It wasn't fucking Percy Watson, I know that.
Okay. I think Percy Watson is actually pretty fun sometimes.
I mean, he's not as bad as he used to be, but he doesn't really add anything.
Go ahead.
Oni Lorcan and Danny Burch beat Tian Bing and Rocky. Not the good one.
Very nice.
Not Rocky of Rocky and Bullwinkle and not Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
A shitty Asian man.
I didn't hate these guys.
Okay, well, cool, because Tian Bing got released after this, just so you know.
He did? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a thing. It said three NXT talents were quietly released this week. Tian Bing, that other Ely brother that you fake loved, and some other dude that I never heard of.
Wait, only one Ely brother?
The other one was already, like, asked for his release, like, a few months ago.
Oh,
so there was one remaining, and he was useless because he didn't have his matching part.
He's just always looking longingly at the fucking locker next to him. Why did you go and leave me now? Okay.
But it's such a fall from grace for Tian Bing. You got to be in the battle royal.
He did, though. That's crazy.
And now he's gone.
He's going to go back to John Cena so mad, dude. John Cena lives over there now.
Who would have thought that he wouldn't work out?
I think John Cena's fucking red. I can tell by his hair.
I don't like him at all. Nikki Cross and Bianca Belair ends after Aleister Black returns to find the truth.
Time out. Nikki Cross, Bianca Belair could fucking wrestle 1,000 times, and I'm gonna love it every time. Never give me a finish. Always have non-finishes. This is a fun gimmick, and I love them working together. This is fun match. Aleister Black showing up, being pissed off, and just, like, with his finger saying, come here.
It was like a pseudo-sexual moment.
This was
a high moment.
It was definitely a horror movie type moment to where she connects with him and fucking comes over and tells him the secret. And he is not happy.
Part of me, like, thinks, like, how cool would Aleister Black and Nikki Cross, like, together be?
Yeah.
Because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like that calm, cool, and collected kind of scary, and she's that fucking hyped up and crazy kind of scary.
Yeah. Awesome. He's tranquilo. She's fucking crazy.
She's fucking crazy, exactly.
That's their teammate.
That's my scale. It's like, how's the kid acting today? You know, she's tranquilo. The wife's like, she's being fucking crazy.
She picked up my turtle and yelled at it.
She's fucking crazy. That's a fucking crazy move then. Nah, some days Lucy is tranquilo. Some days she is fucking crazy. I'm gonna really do that in real life, just for the record. Lucy's gonna.
You won't
she already
remember later.
She already watches Dora, so I'm just gonna. She already knows like half Spanish words, so I'm gonna just already. I'm just work tranquilo.
Yell tranquilo.
I'm just gonna work tranquilo into it. You see, Dora in this situation, she's tranquilo. She's tranquilo. Go ahead. Yeah, it was awesome. That was awesome. Great visual to end the show. All of this was really fucking good. Now go ahead.
Great main event, hype moment. When
Oh my god, dude. I'm about to be. Let's just go on.
Lucha Underground moments.
Strong. Strong. Strong.
Stop that. Stop that.
Strong.
Stop that.
Strong. 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 Strong.
Too much Jake Strong. He wins Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Main event match. He's probably going to win the Gift of the Gods championship.
And can I say something?
Boo!
I'm not gonna spoil, but.
Hey, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop it.
Whoa. Whoa. Stop doing that. You did that on fucking G-Chat. I was pissing
I'm
you.
Not, I'm
I
not.
I think that's where my anger comes from.
I'm
recently.
Not gonna spoil for
but
you,
when
I
you
said.
Preface something with that, you're about to spoil something. I know you too well.
Great segment with Jake Strong and Antonio to open the show. Just showing such like fucking.
Did you take
honor,
notes?
Showing such fucking honor
you
as a
notes.
Fighter. As a fighter to not kick anybody out of the match for next week.
You are a
piece of
shit.
And then he killed it
in
the main event.
You are a piece of shit. You really are. I just do not like
I'm glad they finally have a fucking storyline for him. That's nice.
Fuck you. He sucks. He
Wait, doesn't.
Him lisping his way through his fucking promo with Antonio was fucking despicable. I hated
it. You know
who
sucks? You fucking sucks. The guy who doesn't even mention that after being gone the whole season, Dante Fox is fucking back. One of the best guys.
Yeah,
that's what sucks.
Yeah, and he was brought in no fucking way, shape, or form was given any shine, really.
Yeah, he made it to the final two of this important battle royal.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That was weird.
Cool.
I don't know why he's back. I thought he was just gone for good.
Yep,
I'm glad.
Confused.
I'm glad he's back. Though.
Yeah, hopefully
no,
he does
I'm
something.
Glad, but I'm fucking pissed off that they didn't bring him back immediately to do something, finish the kill shot shit. Do some more.
He went AWOL, asshole.
I'm telling A-hole. You what, I'm we're 2 weeks away from Ultimate Lucha 4, and I'm disappointed. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, it's not. It's
I
not
mean,
great
the card.
Though.
I like the card.
Sure, but it's you just bitch about Evolution. It's the same way you feel about Evolution. Sure,
I think the
I'll
card
like
is
what
better
I get.
For this than it is for Evolution. At least it's like new stuff. A lot of it.
Go ahead.
Killshot versus the Mac ended in a no contest due to Mil Muertes.
Yeah, that was.
And Son of Havoc showed up too.
Yeah, he was there as well.
That was cool. He was in the crowd.
Yeah. He was next to Dante.
You, Dante not came Dante. Down. Wow. I want to say you were doing that as a joke,
that
but
it
I
was not a joke.
Nah.
Yeah. Definitely not a joke.
Also, Angel, who was there, was all about the Jake Strong hype. I saw him
in
his chest.
Here's the thing. I've seen Angel in almost every one of these fucking episodes, right?
I haven't seen him once.
Well, you're not looking hard enough. And he is always cheering for the guys that he likes so hard. And he is a Jake Strong fan, obviously.
Yeah, how could you not be?
I don't know. I'm
He's
just
fucking
kidding.
Huge.
We fucking hate this guy. He's terrible.
A very big person.
He's
a
big
ass
in
MMA.
He's really bad
at wrestling.
He's
going to kick ass in MMA.
He's bad at wrestling. So.
He's great at wrestling.
So, no, I don't think so. Go ahead.
Strong taps out Mundo after a long match. Former WWE superstars.
Doesn't seem like smart booking when you're like 2 weeks away from a huge event and he's got to
right?
beat Matanza.
Well, Jake Strong's
what the
going
hell,
to be
man?
Champion soon, so there you go.
This pissed me off. Like, all right, let's hear it. Matanza out and he tries to kill Mundo and Teotihuacan. This pissed me off because Mundo gets fucking destroyed by Jake Strong. We're supposed to go into Ultima Lucha Cuatro thinking that he can beat Matanza, who fucking kills people and eats people?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I want Jake Strong against Matanza.
No.
Yes.
I want Jake Strong against the unemployment line. Honestly, he's just not working out for me. He's not, dude.
When you have that much talent, you'll never be unemployed.
Yo, if you think I'm mad now, we'll talk.
Whoa.
We'll talk.
Yes.
Why
are
you doing
I'm okay with that spoiler.
We'll
fucking
talk.
Right.
We'll Such talk a bit.
Lucha Underground Champion.
We're going to talk in a little bit.
I hope.
We move on to more
of
Johnny.
If he becomes Lucha Underground Champion, me and Lucha Underground have to have a serious sit
down. Yeah, we're having a fight.
We're having a fight right now. We're having a sit down.
Lucha texts us, Donnie. Are we fighting? We're in a fight.
No,
yeah.
We're definitely in a fight. I'm not coming home. Go ahead.
Sleep on the couch, Lucha.
Oh, my tablet or whatever.
No. All right. Impact Wrestling moments. Johnny Impact shits on Aries, and Phoenix comes out, and next week gets a title shot.
Because Johnny Impact says, I'm going to be here every week. I'm not some quitter like Austin Aries. It's definitely a shoot. By the way, I'm just confirming.
Baby.
It's definitely a shoot. Well, it was a shoot fight. Did you watch it? So you can't comment. Shut the fuck up. Phoenix comes out next week.
I'm also not a fucking mark.
Title shot. Boom. Go ahead.
Teotihuacan beats Katarina.
Yeah, Teotihuacan getting built right back up. We're going for a championship again. Whoop, whoop.
Ethan Page defeats Trevor Lee. This is a riveting episode.
Ethan Page is awesome, and he's getting some shine. Shut up.
Killer Cross destroys Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer putting
around.
People over like a motherfucker, and Killer Cross is awesome. He was fucking Saito suplexing him all over the place. Great.
Tommy Dreamer's been doing that his whole career.
Yeah,
so
it's been great. Tommy Dreamer's still a great asset to wrestling.
Yes, he is.
Allie beats Alicia, but goes crazy and almost kills her.
Yeah, so she's now possessed. She's now possessed because she went to the undead zone.
I watched
that. They stole Lucha Underground's thing with Phoenix. Got it.
I watched the,
Oh, you watched
Bound for Glory?
Yes.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Yes, right? Listen, whether you like it or not, kudos to doing something different.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I've enjoyed all those segments.
Yeah.
The only thing I go to watch.
Did you watch Tessa vs. Taya?
Not yet.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Whatever. I don't even think you like Tessa anymore. I'm positive you don't even like her anymore. You say you love Taya, you say you love Tessa so much.
You'll hear about that in our seating special on Patreon about the women's bracket, because I apparently am the only one that likes Tessa around here.
I like Tessa,
but she's not as much as I do.
Yeah, okay.
That much over the course of her career.
Okay, you have an odd obsession with that. That's your fucking problem. How you dumping that on me?
It's not a problem.
It's not a problem. I know. Okay,
not
take
a
me. I will say it's a problem. It's
one of the best in the world.
It's not a problem, man.
Fucking crazy.
Fucking tranquilo, man. Tranquilo. Go ahead.
For some reason, we announce Jordan Grace coming to Impact. Why are we announcing it?
Johnny did it.
Did they not do it on the show?
I finally
announced it. I'm announcing it here. Jordan Grace coming up. I'm very excited about this.
She's awesome.
Yep.
She was really good at the All In.
Yeah.
She'll be solid in the Mae Young Classic next year for sure.
Two year contract with Impact, so fuck you.
I guess she won't be in the Mae Young Classic.
There you
she'll
go.
Be in it.
Nope, she'll be a star by then. WWE will just pluck her right in NXT.
Just stop.
Cage defeats Rich Swann in a great match.
It's true. It's true. If you run a Cage and Rich Swann, that's fucking great. That's awesome. That's up. PG, if I fucking told you to watch that, you'd be like, wow, this is awesome. So really, you should check this out.
You did, and I said I wanted to watch that.
Yeah, and you didn't, because you're fucking...
Nah, there's too much wrestling.
Douchebag.
I have like 9 hours of wrestling to watch.
Yeah, have one more.
It's too much.
Good.
Sammy Snake out, and he wants a title shot.
Sammy Snake is fucking very fun. Sammy Snake is like what I wanted to be called in high school during my fucking Hot Topic years. Like, I'm Donnie Sizzle. Nice Snake Sizzle. It's like, I don't know.
Just the other day, randomly, or it was like last week, I think, I was just thinking about like how WWE/NXT, they don't do a lot wrong, NXT, but they majorly fucked up with Jeremiah Crane or Sami Callihan or whatever the fuck he was called, Solomon Crow.
Yep.
So I watched that like 1 minute YouTube video of him doing the hacker thing for the first time.
It's cool.
They really fucked that up big time.
He wasn't really happy there, right?
Well, it's because
he got that gimmick and came out with a dumber gimmick. Yeah,
because
they're like, this is an awesome gimmick. Let's not do it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yep. Mae Young Classic moments.
Miko Satomura defeated Lacey Lane.
It was what it was. I thought Lacey Lane had better showings, and Miko Satomura kind of ran through her, so it was what it was.
Yeah.
Well, she really didn't run through. Actually, Lacey Lane had a lot of offense, but then Miko just, like, beat her, like, just quick out of nowhere.
Good finish, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Death Valley Driver. Oh, I just want to say before we get through anything, Mug Hole fucking just a disgrace on this episode.
No, he's been great.
It's terrible that he is the lead announcer for Evolution.
Yeah, it's been great. Honestly, like, he's at the forefront of it.
When you speak that highly.
Listen, stop. Call me great.
He's fucking horrible. And Donnie, BG, just, you know, break the fourth wall down. Donnie's like, trying to say how great he was again today. I don't know why he does this all the time.
He's messaging me shit
about it, and he's like, "You're so great. He's gotta carry the dead weight, Beth Phoenix and Renee."
That's a shoot, brother. Hold on. If you're going to put me on blast, let me own what I said. Beth Phoenix is not good at her job, and all Renee Young says is, "Oh, wow," and "Uh-oh."
Renee and Beth can't get a fucking word in edgewise, because every time they start to say something, sorry to interrupt you, but I just gotta take a knock. Okay, settle the fuck down, bro.
He's gotta carry the fucking...
You know why I hate him so much in this?
He's reaching
Tony Schiavone levels. Every time anything fucking happens, Lacey Lane, the biggest underdog in the history of our sport! Lacey Lane, it would be the biggest upset in the history of our sport!
I love it. That's how you sell it. That's how you fucking sell it, dude.
It's like stealth, bro. No, that's how you oversell it.
Well, I want to be oversold then, because I'm loving it. Maybe that is why. Maybe he is becoming Tony Schiavone. I love it.
No, you don't.
He appreciates wrestling. He loves this game.
Stop.
He's like the coach from Friday Night Lights.
You've never liked him until you fake like him now.
Not true.
And you also fake like him in the UK tournament.
I liked him for a long time now.
Okay. Io Shirai defeated Gian
Carano. I know
Carazzo.
Why.
I'm
discussing
the match. This was the match of the, this, not the match of the tournament. This was the match of the night.
This and the main event were pretty close for me.
The main event was good, but I felt this was better. I was kind of let down by all of these matches. Tegan Nox, of course, the injury against Rhea Ripley, it is what it is. But I thought that all the matches, I was just, I don't know, I wasn't blown away by anything.
When you have four matches on a 1 hour thing, and you have, like, video packages in between and stuff, they don't really get the time necessarily to do what they, you know, if they could, if they really had 25 minutes, like they said the time limit was, imagine the matches they could put on. And that's why I'm kind of hopeful that next week you got two fucking awesome matches, or this week, in the semifinals, and they'll get maybe a half hour each or 20 minutes each. So
I hope so.
Those should be great. But you want to know my one problem with Io Shirai? I've never seen her land the moonsault properly.
Well, she's working on it. She's used the different ring dimensions. The height is different.
Yeah, Mike. Gotcha.
Thickness of the air. It's very thick.
Yeah, in Japan where they oppress their women.
Definitely thick.
They give them bad rings.
True.
In the wrestling world.
Okay, yeah, you better specify, because it's like a...
Yeah, I didn't know that's what you meant.
One's like a atrocity, technically, so I would definitely not say that. Because it's
in the end, he was correct.
Yeah, well.
Rhea Ripley defeated Tegan Nox.
Why are you reading?
So that ends that conversation. At least she looked mean at her.
This was awesome.
If I didn't know going in that she got hurt, I would have said when she did that dive and was like limping around, like she was just fucking doing an awesome sell job, and they were telling a great story.
Me too.
Because it's like you wouldn't even think that would happen like that.
That has to hurt. If you go watch that back, that has to hurt so much though. She comes right down on her knee on the steel. I was like, holy shit. Because that's when because we knew she was hurt. So I was like, that's when she got hurt. She's limping after. I was like, I had to rewind. I was like, that has hurt so much.
That she
and
she
kept
able to
going.
Go.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. Really dumb. But that's fucking insane of how tough she is.
She's fucking crazy.
And then Rhea Ripley fucking after as she's staring down at Tegan Nox, just pissed off that she's like, and Tegan Nox is there crying and you know she's really hurt. What a segment.
BG.
This is an emotional week in fucking WWE, let me tell you.
Rhea Ripley, she's in my top 10 current women wrestlers for sure. She's awesome.
Yeah, really? Is that real?
Yeah.
She is really fucking good.
You asked me
can't wait
Storm
to see her
was.
Evolution.
I like
for that match.
I like
Mike.
Rhea Ripley more than Toni Storm, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah,
Tony Khabib is mad at you right now.
Yeah, Tony Khabib. Tony Khabib just threw down his fucking PlayStation controller and spilled his fucking chocolate milk, and he's going to fuck you up, dude.
I don't think Tony Khabib would be mad about me like you.
I think he's mad.
Yeah, I do. You know what? I'm gonna say he is mad because I can't. Yeah. Tony Storm defeated Mia Yim. Really fun main event.
You said you hated it.
No, I'm saying I liked Io Shirai versus Deonna Purrazza more.
I like this more.
Well, you know what I liked the most was the thing they showed on like social media where everybody was chanting, "Please sign Mia" after this match.
And they signed
Triple H.
Cool.
Triple H comes out and they're all chanting it. And he goes, "Okay," and then everybody cheers. Yeah. And he's like, "Well, you're not gonna boss me around like this all the time." And then he goes up to Mia like outside and tells her, and she was like crying and stuff. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
WWE put
Triple
that
H
out.
Yeah, of course.
Triple H is fucking man. He's just making dreams come true. Look at Cedric Alexander. Dude, haven't watched for like a fucking.
It's
year.
It's like wrestler's Magic Kingdom. You get there and it's like.
I was gonna say it's like wrestler's Make-A-Wish.
And then
it's definitely not that.
He's granted way more wishes than John Cena.
Wow, that's really stupid.
It's real.
So Triple H's NXT is the equivalent of the Magic Kingdom according to Donnie. So WWE is Universal Studios.
No, because Universal's still good.
WWE is like Busch Gardens at best.
Not even that. WWE is like the snake pit outside the fucking alligator fucking viewing place, like in New Orleans, where you go on those like duck boat things and they, like it's
WWE's,
like
yeah,
it's just
WWE's
like
SeaWorld, and we are all Shamu.
Oh, they
hold
Blackfish.
Us hostage and make us watch shit.
Blackfish is not a fucking good movie to watch, man. It's rough, dude. Rough. 205 Live.
Woof.
Brian Kendrick saves Akira Tozawa from Drew Gulak and Jack Gallagher.
Yeah. So we're building a storyline here. Kendrick and Akira Tozawa, uneasy friends. I like it. I would like it for it all to be a giant ruse.
I was just gonna say that. Do you think Kendrick was in on this whole thing?
I hope
like they
so.
They planned this.
I fucking hope so. I hope he just.
It would be weird for him to save Akira's hour.
So you thought I would take a beat down and fucking get it back in Akira's hour?
Right.
If you remember at the very start of 205 Live, Brian Kendrick was trying to mentor Akira Tozawa, and he was like, no, I don't want your mentorship, but he's going to be his mentor now.
And that's not what he said. He said, ah! Ah!
Yeah.
God.
I missed Titus with Akira Tozawa.
That was fucking... What was
it's
his...
raining, yeah.
God.
That was the best he's ever been, Titus.
Tony Nese pins Cedric again. Match with Buddy Murphy coming? Probs. Really good match.
Yeah, this is fun.
This is a fatal five-way, by the way.
Yeah, it was really good. A lot of good action here. I love 205 Live is fun.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Good.
NXT UK moment.
I watched all this. I wrote all this shit down. So you better fucking appreciate this, everyone, or I'll stop.
Well, just so people know, we're going to be still a week late, even though this airs on Wednesdays at 3. Like, we're not going to cover, like, today's episode.
No, I swear to God, if you bitch about that, fuck you, man. Go ahead.
Because I'm not watching till fucking Thursday.
Joe the Paul Coffey defeated Mark Andrews.
Paul, we had him for, like, a minute when he was 81.
Yeah. Flyers suck.
fuck you, man.
Ever.
Fuck you. When I go to your house, I can't wait to be finally invited to your house. I'm taking an upper decker. Like a motherfucker.
You'll never be invited.
Yeah.
Mark the Paul Coffey was also here.
Yep.
Mustache Mountain announces tag division.
Yeah, there you go. I like this. This has been
I
fun.
Don't like that.
They're like, oh,
I don't need
well,
the
I
announcement
mean,
of a tag team division. You just fucking have tag teams. And
we weren't really good enough to keep the NXT tag team title, so I guess we'll go for these ones.
Wow. That's stupid.
That's pretty much what
that's
it was.
That's really stupid. Go ahead.
Dave the Killian Dane Mastiff pins Sid Scala.
I like Dave Mastiff. He's
just a squash match.
Yeah, I know, but I like him from.
Like
he's been. He was in the tournament. He was in the UK tournament.
A tournament.
Okay, so what?
Tony Storm pinned Nina Samuels. Women's championship announced.
There you go. Tony Storm.
And we already fucking know who has it without ever seeing it. On. That seems like a bad planning.
Oh, I'm sure they announced it today.
Like, we should have seen, like, the tournament play out and everything before Evolution happened, I would say. Unless they do a one-night tournament on this show. Doubt it.
There you go.
Peter Dune defeated Noam Dar, who still sucks.
No, he's good. This is a really good match. Fuck you for being stupid.
I don't like Noam Dar.
I don't care.
Yeah,
did
I'm
you
not
watch
really
this?
Yeah, I did.
It was a good match. It was a really good match.
The episode, I mean, yeah.
It was okay. But I gotta say, I know you guys love Peter Dune.
I don't love Peter Dune. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, like
he's not my favorite.
The finger spot.
I like
where you just pull someone's
finger.
The
manipulation.
It was cool, like, the first few times we saw it, but now it's like every match he does
it. It's like Monty Python, dude. You just don't fucking get it. It's not your kind of humor. You're not funny enough, so you're not going to get English stuff.
It's like he does it every match, and no fingers are being broken, so you know what? Not that good.
It's not even sold that long. Like, a lot of the time, like, if somebody's, like, almost breaking your fingers, that should be, like, the focal point for the whole rest of the match, and it's often not.
The match he had with Tyler Bate.
The
Master Bate. They did a great job selling that.
Oh, yeah.
But ever since then, it's just every match, like, oh, yeah, let me go for this finger.
Can
and
you just stop fucking complaining and just enjoy something for, like, five fucking seconds?
Well, it's a fucking spot. It's like the suicide dive spot that's in every fucking match.
It seems
match.
Like you're crying a lot. That's what it seems like to me.
It seems like
is that
you
it for,
don't fucking
is that it for
know
Wednesday
wrestling.
Wrestling Minutes, y'all? All right, let's move on. Hey guys, it's time for Ring Rust Retro, yeah!
I dedicate this to the throwbacks. Like Cena's shirt in 06, ECW, one night stand, I won't hold back. Like take the Rem Batista battle in the backlash. 07 to one man stand, we'll bring it back to the days of Lord Alfred Hayes. Calling Nash's aid, Hollywood drops the leg. They say the days of old are the best, though. That's why we bring to you Ring Rust Retro. Let's go.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, it's time for Ring Rust Retro. Basically, what we do here is we go over old pay-per-views, new pay-per-views, all the pay-per-views we can find. If you can find them, we can find them, baby! Is that exciting?
Yeah.
Are you excited? I don't know. I don't know why I started like that. BG, what we're about to do today, we are going to watch Glory Pro Wrestling We Are Glory Pro anniversary show for our buddy Spencer Hillman, but it's not for him. He is a very kind man. He decided to donate this retro to his girlfriend. Are you okay? Ooh. Are you coughing because love has got you going?
Yeah, it's a touching story.
It's choking it up, huh? So basically he's like, I need my girlfriend. I love her. I really do. Natalie's my friend, my lover. And this is for her birthday. So I said, really? You better do something else. And he's like, Mexico. And I was like, okay, good. And that's fine. But this in addition to Mexico is totally fine. Also,
had to even it out somehow.
So that's something to listen to.
Yeah.
On the
exactly. I hope I didn't spoil it. I do apologize if I did. I hope there's a cute off. I think there might be a cute off though, because they have a dog BG named Barley, and Cinnamon I saw on Get Vocal this week, and I need a cute off. The dog he sent is literally in a little tuxedo, dude. It's fucking amazing. It's amazing. But let me say something. For those who want to follow along, Glory Pro Wrestling, We Are Glory Pro Anniversary Show, at smartmarkvideo.com. That is how you go and you check it out. Support them. And while you're on SmartMark, go support all the indies. And basically any independent company outside of like Ring of Honor and stuff, like Chikara. You guys love Chikara. That's where all the Chikara's DVDs are and stuff like that. So go over there and check all that. I know
it's
you love
also
King of Trios.
Part of Amazon. You get a free 7-day trial, so you can watch this on there.
Boom, there you go. There you get it for free as well. And support Glory Pro in any way you can. That's one thing that I appreciate Spencer for Natalie, doing for himself, doing for all of us, is opening more indie to us, which is always a good thing. So let's get into this. I've heard of Glory Pro in the past, as this was originally tied to Michael Elgin, but this is the first full show I watched. So I like the building, I like the setup, and it looks clean. It's actually a pretty good production value for a company like this.
Better than Ring of Honor.
I was gonna say, I like how it's like not any worse than Ring of Honor at all.
To me, it feels like better almost.
It might be.
Yeah, clear. It's definitely better produced.
First match is Jake Parnell versus Gary J, and I like Evil Sami Zayn.
And the commentators couldn't be less enthused.
They did not give a shit throughout this entire show.
So
at
I'm
all.
Listening to old ECW right now, and Jay Sully is the original guy, and he's like, "Oh, Paulie, will you stop it?" It's like, can you care? Just can you pretend
cut
to care?
Cut
it out. Yeah. Dave Coulier, I'm going to cut it out. The good music and camera quality. This is better than Ring of Honor. I wrote that as well. So good. Kudos.
The music was the best part of this entire show. I'm sorry. The theme songs are excellent.
I like that this Gary J with his nice North face got one streamer.
Yeah, it was his dad.
One streamer.
That's my dad when I was doing the live show, but he was trying to hit me in the face and embarrass me. Dude pulls out a turnbuckle from his shoe almost right away, and holy shit, this was fast.
Was it from his shoe? Yeah. I thought it was from his tights, and that would have been very close to his dong, a hook, which would have been not good.
Or he hung it from his dong.
Maybe. BG, wow. Very upset about the physiques in this match and the show
was.
In general.
I was.
Commentary is bland. Not sure if one dude is using a breathing tube or is sick in some way. And if so, I'm very sorry. But you can hear him breathing.
I think they're the same guy, like barely changing their voice.
But you can hear someone breathing the whole show, right? You heard that, right? It's like, Jake Parnell with the big body slam. Gary J, like, I was like, if I'm making fun of someone, I do apologize. I fucking know that shit's very serious. I can't even make something up. My uncle had a breathing tube once. I don't know. But he did. He actually did. He fucking collapsed the throat. But so sorry. But if not, fucking take a walk. Stop eating burgers. For a smaller company, the crowd size of over 600 was very impressive. Building looked actually pretty fucking packed. So I'm pumped about that. They're getting good shows.
These guys are the opener, and they're trying to have the main event with these spots.
Oh, that's
they're going all out.
Welcome to the indies. Everybody's trying to steal a show. You're not running the show for a fucking a card. This is everybody's out there to make their own name. This is what the indies are like, dude. So don't judge it against WWE.
Gary J
it's
had
not
nice
smart.
Capris.
Good match, but I wanted Sami Lame to pull off the W.
Yeah. It's not smart to wrestle
I said
on
the
hardwood.
I said the War Horror is whatever.
Terrible double top finish, by the way.
It is what it is. I like these guys. Get a couple more years and a couple more fucking pounds. Hit the weights. Hit the clue.
Hit the clue.
That's a great game. Love that game.
Hit it.
Hit it.
Let's get on to one of the best matches, though, Donnie.
Lufisto, one of my favorites, versus Savannah Stone. Lufisto.
Saw her.
Yes, we did. She battled cancer and is an inspiration. If you don't know who Lufisto is, you better get educated.
Why is she the wounded owl? I want to know.
I'm not really sure, but I bet you it's an awesome story. Let's interview her.
Okay. Savannah Stone with that Fallout Boy theme song.
Can I tell you the truth? I'll tell you, real quick, though. Lufisto, I'm pretty sure, has turned us down for interviews. I don't think she does interviews. I've tried.
I don't think we do interviews anymore.
Yeah, we don't. Good match and good story of the veteran teaching the rookie lessons the hard way. I like this match. It actually told a good story.
It was solid.
Lufisto wiping her ass with Stone's jacket made me laugh.
Yeah. Lufisto's good, and she plays a really good heel, and she knows how to play the heel in the match and still get the people behind her. It's good. This was good.
Yeah, I thought this was a fun match. This is probably one of my favorite matches in the whole show.
Yep, I agree.
And they said Savannah Stone was only like 18. She was pretty good for being that young.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bright picture. I know somewhere fucking Tony Cavett's got his pen and paper out, and he's like, Savannah Stone.
I thought you were going to say somewhere Jerry Lawler's lurking.
He's like, a little old for him. You know the guys who pick the apples and they're looking at him while they're still on the vine, like, and they just pick him and he's like, just right. And he's just like, yeah, 18? You just turned
18? You're a little right for me.
Just right. That's what he says in middle schools. We saw her in Orlando. She was awesome, Lufisto. No new friends, Danny Adams and Kevin Lee Davidson, Harley's brother, against the Pride, Edmund Kudich and Matt Kenway.
Cooter. This blonde bull cut guy in the Pride, way too intense, way too hyped. More hyped than Mojo Rawley, even.
I don't think you can be too hyped. I'm going to stand by that.
He was.
I have the body of the fat dude, for the record. And he's the best part of the whole fucking match, honestly.
He's really athletic.
Yeah, he's awesome. Honestly, he's really
heard
awesome.
I heard Breakfast Club music, and then it got all rappy, and I was like, this isn't as good as I thought.
Oh, so you hate rap. So you're a monster.
I'm not a big fan of it, but I like the Breakfast Club song.
Didn't expect much from this, but it was actually pretty good storytelling and classic tag team wrestling. This, of all the stuff, felt like it was like, hey, we're here to be a tag team match. This is what we're doing. Let's not go fucking crazy. We'll get ourselves over a bit, but we'll just tell a good story. The big dude Davidson was really good. Get this motherfucker signed. I like this.
I wouldn't say that, but...
Why? Get him signed. Get him fucking signed at NXT. Fucking teach him.
He looked like Matt Morgan with width instead of height.
Ah, you're a piece of shit.
His titties also absorbed all the chops, which was a good spot.
Wow. ACH versus Tyler Matrix.
Yeah.
Tyler Matrix had one fan.
Friend of the show, ACH. Insane athlete. Fuck anime, though. I really
fans
am not
were very
anime.
Lucky. No, these fans were very lucky because ACH is so much better than Trevor Lee, so they got a better person.
Yeah.
Trevor Lee is awesome, but ACH is fucking fantastic.
ACH is better. I like that. So far, none of these matches start up with a lockup like every other fucking match in WWE.
This was a good start. You attacked him from behind.
Yep.
I'm intrigued.
And then, like,
by
neither
Tyler
man
Matrix.
Showing respect for each other, and then the handshake after the match. I liked, like, the story of this match.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by it. I would like to see more of Tyler Matrix.
So, these announcers didn't give a shit about anything in the first few matches, and all of a sudden, the one just randomly goes heel and calls the crowd hypocrites for cheering ACH after he tapped Tyler Matrix in the dick.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know why.
He went against
And then he
the
wasn't
boys,
healed the rest of the whole time. He must have been Tyler Matrix's brother or something.
This is a short match, which I wish was more than just like a showcase for ACH, but, you know, I would see more of Tyler Matrix, so kudos to him for getting me to watch more.
There are way too many chops in this match, though. It was like a Young Bucks match, but chops instead of super kicks.
Well, that's a Japanese thing, too. Japanese do a lot of the fucking choppy.
Do a little less. A little choppy, 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 chopp
against the besties in the world, David Vega and Matt Fitchett. Besties is the goat theme song and entrance.
Yeah, Savage Garden. I'm hot for that.
And Ever Connors with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Okay. Or I fucking hate that guy. I love him.
He looks like a knockoff Angelico.
He looks like a high school douchebag who should not be wrestling.
I thought he was, but he was good. He was actually pretty good. DJZ is always legit, as we know it. He's got a great story of coming back from everything that he had. Friend of the show. Even here he has it.
Ever Connors guy, the only thing that he did to redeem himself was having Zema Ion.
Not true. He fucking sold it. He sold better than fucking Roman Reigns ever could.
Okay, he looked fucking stupid. If you have, like, that kind of...
Great analysis. He looks stupid.
Put stuff, like, on your arms. Like, all kinds of, like you're going out to the court or some shit, because he looks stupid.
Going out to the court.
Yep.
Yeah, what are you
talking about? Put a fucking shooting sleeve. Put a fucking sleeve on, bro.
I feel like you're, like, at a yacht club yelling this. Like, go back to the court.
Pull your pants up.
Pull your pants up, you asshole. What are you, some sort of jackass? Yeah, I'll have another martini on the rocks, Brenda.
WWE should hire DJ Z for 205 Live.
DJ Z's awesome. I don't know why he hasn't gotten more opportunity. Well, he was in Evolve, so my hope is that fucking
maybe
he kind of scoots in through NXT at some point.
He does like a backwards hurricane run on two people at this point.
Dude's
fucking awesome.
Dude's awesome. I just don't know if his medical history will.
Is he still in Impact?
He comes and goes, not as much.
Oh, okay.
Whoever was in charge of the horn fucked up the one time and he got all upset.
Yeah, of course.
Took too long to do the horn.
It's just one gimmick. He's like, come on, dude.
The announcer called the besties in the world two of the best wrestlers in the world.
It's metaphoric.
No,
Weird ending. Didn't like the ending, but I thought the match was actually pretty fun.
Pump the brakes on that Everett Connors push. I'll just leave that there.
I like him. I like that he looks like a long Enzo Amore.
He does not. Enzo looks way more legit than this guy.
Six-way, Hakeem Zayn, who I know from Impact Wrestling, AJ
He's
Gray. Yeah, yep. Brandon Espinoza, Gringo Loco. Stevie Fierce and Trey Miguel. Hakeem Zayn has been in Impact, like I said, he's actually a really, really talented wrestler. LOL at Gringo Loco, who just is like, he's essentially Sami Zayn
He's just a white guy.
Yeah, he's just a white guy. Yeah, it's all he is. Trey Miguel is the Walmart version of Ricochet.
Yeah, he's trying so hard to be Ricochet. It's not even Walmart, God. It's like Dollar General, maybe.
Dollar General's a good fucking store, though. Don't even underestimate Dollar General right now.
I mean, Rusev loves it. For a commercial.
Yeah. Donnie's notes came in like shortly after I watched this.
Yeah.
And I had like the same reaction as Donnie. And I had to hit him up. All they do, I thought the same thing.
He did. He can't, you know, Ricochet has the jacket. He's got like the Walmart. I know. I saw that joke. The jacket at Walmart.
You've had that jacket.
I bought those jeans at Walmart. I'm positive I did.
Do you remember when Melt said the one woman was purposely trying to look like AJ?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah. That is very real. This is nonstop action, actually, and it's short, but I had fun. This was actually fun.
This Stevie Fierce guy is like a low-rent Tyler Breeze, but I laughed at the spot where he was, like, looking at himself in the mirror and can see the person standing behind him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit.
This was fun. This was actually probably one of my most fun. Like, I legitimately had a smile on my face watching this.
Brandon Espinosa, worst part of this match.
Okay,
I hope
he listens and he's like, oh man.
Classic vanilla midget. But he just yelled at everybody that it's his home before the match.
He's the white male Paige.
This is my home.
He's just different. He's just
this is my home.
He's my house.
Hakeem Zayn don't win with the weird Del Rio corner stomp thing.
I see you hate that spot.
I don't like that
I like
move.
That spot. Yeah, no, I always like that move.
Good like if it's part of like a transition, like someone's actually trying
natural.
To get up and it happens.
Yes, if it's natural,
like,
not if he's hanging out. Yes, Almas does it, and he does it when he waits till he fucking gets him between the woe, and as soon as they fucking stand up to get their leg undone, he fucking stomps him down.
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. The boys from Jollyville, Russ Myers and T-Money with Baracus.
T-Money.
Versus Myron Reed and Stephen Wolf.
Like Easy Money, Donnie, from ECW.
Yeah, of course.
Remember him?
Yeah, of course. Myron Reed is legitness. He is. I've seen him on a bunch of shows, actually, and Myron Reed has a lot of fucking
Is he the one with blonde hair or the other one?
The other one.
Oh, the one with blonde hair reminded me of a worse Leo Rush.
That's very offensive.
Why did they wear surgical masks to the ring?
Because it's like Japan. They don't want to catch viruses.
In Indiana.
Yeah. Well, at least you
don't
know. A lot of foot and mouth disease going around, you know what I mean?
Wow.
The boys from Jollyville are a lot like the boys from Dudleyville, huh?
Nope. Not
yep.
I'm just saying. But in all honesty, they were actually pretty good, and I had a lot of fun with this match. Myron Reed was the MVP for me. But the pounce into the elbow drop to end this match was awesome.
Yeah.
And I liked this. Cool. I thought this was a fun match. I haven't been disappointed about one match on this card yet.
I mean, there are a bunch of, like, fine matches.
Yeah. This is, if let me
and
say
some
that,
not so good
if
ones.
I paid $5 or $10 to go see this fucking show for 3 hours, I would have a great time. Couple beers, having some fun, watching some of the guys fucking trying to name for themselves, fucking doing this shit for a couple people. It's fucking awesome. That's the indie scene. I love it. Support it.
I think it only costs $5 to go see a show.
I would say general admission is probably fucking $15.
Okay, so
how do these people make money then?
I don't know. I don't run businesses, so I don't know.
I just don't understand
they,
that.
They said there were 600 people there. I need Melts to look into that.
But still.
Yeah, like, hold on. I only saw
600 people there.
WWE 575.
Glory Pro announced 600, but my sources in the box office told me it couldn't have been over 595. It's like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Shut up, dude. Shut the fuck up. The Crown of Glory title three-way, Jake something.
I hate that fucking name.
Yep.
I hate that.
Let me say something. Let me say Jake something. Oh.
Although my note here was, Jake something is a great name. I think he makes it big.
So
sarcastic.
You just dotted yourself.
Kurt the Shilling Stallion and Paco Gonzalez. Not a very good name for him. I never heard of any of these guys, but Jake something looks legit if he changed his fucking name.
He seems like he's got a good look.
Yep. And he's good in the ring. He's a fucking badass dude. I like it.
He has a worse version of the Adam Cole Bebe chant where people just yell something.
Jake something, Bebe! I think his name is Jake something. I don't know. Honestly, I looked it up. This is what Mike Kiar. Hold on, Mike Kiar. There was one day last week, I'm pretty sure it was you. I started talking about Abbott and Costello, the fucking who's up for it. This is why.
It's because I told you that there was a pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays named Who, and he came into the game like who's on the mound.
Yes, and Jake.
That's awesome.
Like, and Jake something's on second. It's like, what? No, I can't do this bit. Such a good bit. Look that bit up. I haven't watched it in a while, but just comedic timing. Those fucking dudes are so fucking good. So much interference here, but I really thought this was a fun
triple
threat.
I didn't
want to
see these guys in the previous match, and now they're all back.
Yeah. I feel like they've done, like, the slap back and forth spot in
every match.
That's something that's happening now.
That's fun. Because here's the thing. If you're going to see the matches on here, you're going to see them without seeing the whole card, because you can find everything online in clips, and you can find everything, you know what I mean? So they're putting themselves out there every single time, and that's what's hitting right
now.
That's
what
people are
popular. We see that spot.
Mix it up,
every fucking
match.
It's like
they
we're talking about, like,
the
suicide dives.
They want to show they can
like
do that,
something
too.
Else.
They want to show they can do that, too, and they want to show they can do all this stuff. They're doing other stuff, too, but they want to show they're doing the thing. It's like when you go see a concert. You want to see, you want to see fucking Rush do all their fucking new songs. I'm okay with the classics.
I know. I want to see them do their classics.
Yeah, so you're getting slaps.
But Paco Gonzalez should not do the frog splash ever again.
That was horrible. There was no frogs
the
do it.
Worst frog splash I've ever seen.
Holy fucking finisher, though. I really like Jake something. He's fucking out of this. I think I'm going to look most into Jake something.
This Kurt Stallion guy was knocked out for, like, way too long. And he didn't break
asleep.
The pin.
Well, Kurt, he had a little tear in his fucking Achilles, or in his fucking
that would not be good.
He did call the fans marks when they did the Jake something chant, which I like.
Yeah, it's fun. On to the main event, guys.
Yeah, here we go.
Tetsuya Naito against AR Fox. And when I saw this as the main event of the show, I was like, yeah! That's great!
I was not expecting this at all, actually.
I said, holy main event, yes.
Except.
What?
Except what you get?
Well, no. Well, hold on. What we got was the whole kit and caboodle of everything, which is Naito coming to the ring all slow and taking his shit off and getting AR Fox all pissed off because he's taking forever. And he keeps telling him, like, chill out, dude. Tranquilo. He's telling him tranquilo. And AR Fox is getting so fucking worked up. And this is fucking Naito. Naito's so great. I realized watching this. Hold on, I realized watching this though, Mike. Mike, I realized I fucking watched this, that I'm fucking tranquilo, man. I'm fucking tranquilo.
Well, you're so tranquilo, you missed what Mike is about to say, I hope.
AR Fox, fucking legendary theme song.
Yes.
Space Jam for life, fuck you, Donnie.
The best entrance music so far on the show, which has been incredible overall.
Space Jam.
And now I miss Dante Fox very badly in Lucha Underground.
Yes, and let me tell you something, Donnie.
Space Jam's overrated.
Fuck you, you asshole.
That's stupid. But, I know, underrated. It's more underrated than Booker T.
That's not even close to true.
Yeah, that's true.
Not super even underrated. Close to true.
Even on, won awards.
Even on 2X speed, Donnie. Naito has the slowest fucking entrance next to
him. Really? No, he's Undertaker. 1.5, and
honestly, and I wrote here next to it, he's the man.
He's the internet troll Undertaker. Yeah, he's just taking awesome. Forever to do it, you know what I mean?
So I learned from this that Naito's only 200 pounds. Vince will, he will get this man for 205 live.
You know the best
day.
Part? He's gonna put Naito against Hideo Itami.
And Itami,
he's like,
yeah, 205
told
live,
you Japan. He's like, I told you Japan.
Can't even sell a network with that.
Really good matchup, but Naito just dominates and it's way too short. I wanted 20 minutes.
How awesome would Naito be in Lucha?
Naito awesome. Would be fantastic. Naito's great in New Japan, though.
I like how we went from main eventing the Tokyo Dome to wrestling in an Indiana gymnasium. I wonder how they thought about that.
Well,
like,
no, I told you what happened. So basically every year, New Japan does the tour of the United States. And one thing that they do is they kind of like treat it like an excursion. And when you're on excursion, they want you to like, you know, go make as much money as you can, go wrestle as much as you can around the country, kind of see some places and shit like that. So I feel like.
Gotta see Evansville. Gotta see it.
Well, I mean, it's more about the thing. Michael Elgin was at the time associated with this, so that's how I'm sure Naito found out about everything. So this was probably Elgin putting this together at the time.
Yeah, the announcers finally did something relevant in this match, mentioning Fox against Killshot. That was good.
Yeah. I love Naito being a dick to AR Fox after the match, and he tells him Rapido to get out of the fucking ring. So the best part of Naito is he speaks Japanese and Spanish and English, and he just fucking rips on you in whatever language he decides is best for that moment. And he keeps yelling, Rapido, Rapido, to fucking AR Fox to get him out of the fucking ring after he was the longest entrance ever. It's so fucking good.
I think we should have shaved a few minutes off some of the Jay Brones matches and given this a little more time.
Yeah. I thought this would be longer.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted it to be a lot longer, but you know what?
At one point, Naito spits at AR Fox like in the face, and I was like, holy shit, that's super disrespectful.
He does that. No, Naito spits on everybody. The best, I watched a Naito match probably like 2 or 3 months ago where it was a tag team match. He spit on everyone, including his own partner. The partner one was admittedly like the guy ducked out of the way, but they were just making it so he spit on literally everybody. He also always threatens to spit on Liger as well.
He's the Carlito of New Japan.
But he's just such a dickhead. Like, he'll run the ropes and you think he's gonna do a suicide dive, but he just does a flip and then lays down. he's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Naito's the best, man. He really is. He's one of the best things going in wrestling right now. But you know what? That was actually a really fucking fun thing to watch. I was not going to watch that if it wasn't for Spencer Hillman. And he said, I want you to watch this. I want you to watch it for Natalie. I love her. I love wrestling. I love Glory Pro. This is what I want you to do. So big shout out to Spencer and Natalie and Barley. And go check out smartmarkfuckingvideo.com and go get yourself a big old heap and help in a Glory Pro Wrestling. We are Glory Pro Anniversary Show. And now BG. First off, I think it's very nice that he got this for his girlfriend. I think it's very sweet.
It's adorable.
I feel like if I got my wife this, I'd be heading for a divorce.
You would not have a wife. Gone.
I'd be sitting on the curb outside, like kicking the can, like I wonder what I did wrong. But I know exactly what I did. So happy birthday to Natalie again. And BG, if someone were to want to do this for their loved one or for themselves, how would they do that?
Patreon.com/RingRustRadio, donate to the retro tier, then email us, ringrustradio@yahoo.com, with the show that you want us to cover, preferably WCW Sin 2001.
Oh! Yes, we're just getting shout outs now to particular pay-per-views. Yes, I agree. I fucking agree. But guys, you know, thank you so much, World War III. I'll talk to you guys. Let's go on.
Which one?
All of them.
Hey, Ring Rust Radio listeners, this is Wade Keller, editor of PWTorch.com. I've been covering professional wrestling as my job for over 30 years since I was a teenager. You might have heard me on the Steve Austin podcast, the Jim Ross Report, and the Not Sam Wrestling podcast. And you can hear me break down professional wrestling 4 times per week. Just search Wade Keller, wherever you listen to podcasts. We've got our post-Raw show available a couple hours after Raw with on-site correspondents who describe what happened off-camera, what didn't air on the show that night, plus live callers just like you responding to the show, plus our mailbag segment, and a rotation of co-hosts. Same thing after SmackDown on Tuesday nights. And our flagship drops every Thursday and our interview every Friday and includes special guest co-hosts. I also talk with ex-WWE creative team members who share fascinating behind-the-scenes stories about Vince McMahon, top stars, and storylines that went a different direction than were planned. Just search Wade Keller on your podcast app of choice and subscribe to both the red logo and the blue logo. That'll cover you for all four weekly shows. Or check out our links on our news and results site, pwtorch.com.
We here at Ring Rust Radio work day and night giving you all the content you can handle, so sometimes simple tasks like shaving can slip our minds, and the facial hair can get a little bit out of control. But luckily, we're partnered with Harry's to provide the smoothest blades and the closest shaves on the market today. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer, and you can claim yours by going to harrys.com/ringrust. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand, just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more. Harry's are so confident in their products that they offer a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. Right now, you can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get a weighted ergonomic handle, a five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Listeners of Ring Rust Radio can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/ringrust. Make sure you go to harrys.com/ringrust to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support the show. I wish you would drown in that.
You definitely just threw someone's speakers.
Ring Rust Radio. Do you have pneumonia?
Ring, what?
Do you have pneumonia?
No, this is permanent bronch. I call it permanent bronchitis.
Okay.
Ring Rust Radio, Yahoo Doc. Is it bad for a 30-year-old to have that already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke it up, man. Let's do it. Ring Rust Radio, Yahoo.com. That's how I get the demons away. Keep them short, keep them sweet. Keep them what we're talking about. It's not even what we're talking about. Mike, we got a lot today. I don't know what happened here, but let's get started.
We are very popular and got a lot of Patreon emails.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem
thank you
real.
For your support.
Yeah, yes. I guess so. Thanks for making
this from over. Ricky, the Dragon Steamboat, Alberto, Del, Rio, Val, Venus. Ricky Del Val. That's what
got
it's
it.
No, Ricky, it's Ricky Del Valle Girl. It's always been Ricky Del Valle Girl.
There's a lot of names on this one.
It's stupid.
Subject. An offer Mike Chiari can't refuse.
Oh, shit.
It's a Patreon email. Go to patreon.com/ringrustradio. Contribute to the email tier or higher and guarantee you get at least one email read on this show each month. Hello, Donald Hardwood. Brandon the Galvanizer Galvin.
That's stupid. Hardwood's good, though.
And Mike Brown Chiari.
Eh.
That's a law firm. In
Mike
Buffalo.
Brown?
Brown Chiari. That's what. That's
the,
inside
the
baseball.
Poor basketball coach.
Wow, Mike cool. Brown, yeah, he's.
Yo, that's an incredible fucking joke.
He's a great coach when he's coaching the Warriors. At least twice now, I have offered to take one Michael Chiari to ESW shows with legends in action, only to be snubbed.
That's disgusting.
Can you believe he missed Super Beast confronting Grandmaster Sexay?
And then Grandmaster.
That's one I can't get back. That
and
is
then Grandmaster Sexay went on to kill himself in a prison cell. That's so fucked up, dude.
Why are you laughing about that?
Yeah, why are you laughing? That's pretty fucked up. Well.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Well, this time, this is a unique opportunity that you can't afford to miss. You guys need interviews.
Nope.
Donnie, get on that. I want to go to the show, and I want Mike Chiari to come with me and make a connection and possibly line up an interview with the very special guest star. On Saturday, November 24th, 2018, Empire State Wrestling will have, in action, I think, the man who single-handedly put WWE on the cover of USA freaking today, bro! The one and only David freaking Arquette! Mike, I will buy your ticket. I'll buy Heather a ticket if you'd like. I will buy you one beer. This offer's already breaking down in front of my very eyes. 10 beers. Come with me, and I will have David Arquette sign my big gold belt right between Goldberg and Scott Steiner. I signed up for Patreon, so you can't ignore this email, and if you decline, the world will know of your treachery toward your Buffalo brethren.
Are you ignoring emails?
What is your answer?
Yo, don't be ignoring emails.
Yeah, are you ignoring emails?
No, I didn't ignore this email. All right. It's on here. It I never like do. If it's a Patreon email,
It seems like you've been coming against me for being like, you know, being mean at times to you, but it seems like throughout this email what I'm learning
is
that
you're mean all the time to everyone.
Yeah, it's all the time.
Yeah, but you know me and this is who I am. Like you seem to be up your
I didn't know that when I signed up for this actually.
Ricky the Dragon, Steve-O, Alberto Del Rio, Val Venus, also Congo Kong in the Spirit Squad will be there.
Oh my god, and you won't even go?
Well, you know, now it's a different story.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that put it over the edge. Like when you pull
edge?
The perfect beer. No.
Don't talk about over the edge.
The one beer, though.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, here's my answer to you, Ricky, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I work late on Saturdays, and ESW shows are always on Saturdays,
Change
and I have
ships.
A job. I have a job where I'm doing this right now. I have a job where I can't take off unless I have like 2 months notice. So Ricky, if you can plan for an ESW show, and I don't know how far in advance they announce who's going to be there for January, I will take a day off. I will take a Saturday off in January and I will go to that ESW show with you. Because I really do want to go. I just have to be able to know when I'm going. And I have to have a lot of advance notice. So if you set something up for January, I will go with you. That is my pledge.
There you go. And how far away is it from my mountain house?
Hours and hours?
I'll go too.
Okay, don't. Then I won't go.
I just show up. You're like, nah, you can't really like sit with us. I'm just like, come on, man. Like I fucking drove 5 hours to see fucking Super Beast. Fuck you, Super Beast!
You would definitely go just because Mike is going.
That's so true. He's desperate to be friends with me.
And BG wouldn't even go. If Mike Chiari was in his apartment building,
let me tell you something. If that show was across the street,
yep,
I would not go.
Yo, NXT could be across the street and you wouldn't fucking go.
No, I would go.
No, I don't think so. No, you.
I would look out the window for it.
BG, yeah, you'd look out the window for it. Try to.
I would fucking go anywhere for NXT.
It's like where you watch fireworks from your roof, but you can only see them like through the trees, and you're like, I saw that one, right? Did you see that one? Whoa!
Is that Chopper?
Go ahead.
Oh, next email comes from Jerry Austin Aries.
Shoot.
Great name.
Shoot.
Subject is what if. It's a Patreon email. Go to patreon.com/ringersradio. Join to the email tier or higher. Guarantee you get these winning words on the show every single month. Hola, Husky Hermanos.
Hermanos. And that's a Arrested Development reference, I think.
Oh, is it? Because I thought it was about the whole Austin Aries thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Husky is.
Yeah.
Hermanos means brothers.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know what it means, so go ahead.
Yikes. It's been a while. So simply put, I have three what-if scenarios I like to look at.
Why are you going so slow? What the fuck happened to you?
You got hit with a tranquilizer.
Like, why did you feel like now is the time to get sensual with things? Like,
he took some downers when you went to the
did.
Bathroom.
Yeah, we all fucking took a
That's
break.
That's your
and
fault.
Went,
you wanted the break, and I was
like,
ooh, I'm tired
fucking,
now.
You got roofied.
Yeah,
I had
like,
food,
you need to go to
now
sleep.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you do seem like you're feeling good.
Was that food pot brownies?
Hey, yeah. Man. I really like beach.
I do have brownies here.
Hey, man, it's been a while. Simply put, I have three what-if scenarios I'd like to look at, man. God.
What if the main event of WrestleMania 8 was, in fact, Hogan versus Flair?
That's where we got Flair versus Savage, right?
Yes, but it wasn't the main event. Main event was Hogan against Sid Justice
exactly.
With a fucking Papa Shango / Ultimate Warrior run-in.
The what if is we would have got Psycho Sid versus Macho Man, and no thanks. I got the better match.
Do you mean would that have changed?
What would that have changed? Even though that's not what it was about. But I think if that happened, that we probably would have seen Flair stay in WWF longer because...
Yeah.
Not long after WrestleMania, Vince decided to go younger. He put the title on Brett, and that's kind of what led to Flair's departure. So I think, honestly, Hogan versus Flair, it should have happened. It would have been a huge deal.
It did happen.
I think not in a big It didn't happen on a pay-per-view ever. It happened on some house shows, and that happened in fucking WCW.
It happened in WCW in 1994 when it fucking was made. It was huge.
I think in WWF at WrestleMania, something that matters.
That's Vince fucked up big time.
Huge, and it might have convinced Vince to stay with the older guys on top for a little longer.
Yes, whatever. Led to one of the worst times in wrestling is what it did.
Stupid.
It did 1994. 95, not a great time in wrestling.
93.
ECW, the rise. I'm watching them. 1994, ECW, okay? 911, y'all. He is
you going to answer this question, anyone?
Yeah, nothing.
Is that your answer? Yeah, Sid versus Randy Savage?
Yep,
yeah. Okay,
yep.
Got it.
Yeah, I agree with you that.
Sid versus Randy Savage, that's all.
Such numbers that Vince would have been forced to keep Hogan and Flair around.
Yep.
Number two. What if Bret Hart played ball and the Montreal Screwjob didn't happen? He just went out on his back to WCW.
I feel like he would have gotten speared by Goldberg eventually and had his career lost.
That sucks. I don't think you'd have the full-blown Attitude Era as we know it because it created the Vince McMahon character that was essential for Stone Cold to go up against. They had a little bit of a scenario happening with them at the MSG, and that was before Survivor Series. I get that. But this really propelled Vince to be an on-air character in that position of an authority figure and becoming a heel. And he had the Bret Screwed Bret promo, and you didn't know what was really happening. And it went to this more Crash TV style. It just was the catalyst for so much. And as you
It really was a catalyst for so much of things that WCW was already doing that WWE
was
doing. Yeah, NWO had already been doing these. You're talking about these Crash videos. It's a fucking thing. It's been going around. If anything, they're all copied from ECW at the fucking time because WCW definitely copied first.
Okay. Anyways, I agree
fucking
with
true.
I think we still would have gotten the Mr. McMahon character, and it still would have been great. But the screw job gave him so much heat and credibility as a heel that I don't think you could have replicated that any other way. So I don't think it would have been as huge if Bret just lost and then went to WCW. And I don't think Bret would have been impacted either way. I think he still would have fucking been terrible in WCW because they didn't know how to use him.
And think about what that also did for future storylines. The next year, they redo the screw job with Mankind and The Rock, which helps lead to The Rock versus Stone Cold, which then eventually helps lead to Mankind putting over The Rock, putting over Triple H, putting over so many people.
Six degrees of Screwjob.
Right, cool, exactly. Cool, cool. And then more than that, the ambiguous nature of WWE at that time, where it was like, what the fuck is real and what's not? It was so important.
Man. Donnie thought everything was a shoot fight then, I heard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donnie, want me to take a little longer here? Since you're getting a little pissed off. Number three. What if Daniel Bryan had never left wrestling due to injury following WrestleMania 30? I think I got the perfect answer for this. Remember when Chris Benoit won the championship in 2004 and
you
went
think
on?
That would have happened.
No, that's not what I mean. Okay. He went on to, he finished out the feud with Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Then eventually, pretty quickly, wasn't in the main event scene and lost to Randy Orton. Daniel Bryan probably would have lost that championship pretty quickly.
Yeah, because he's also better chasing as well.
Well, I honestly think he might have been the heir apparent to Cena. And I think that Reigns was always going to be a star, but with how red hot Bryan was at that time, I think it's easy to forget that, but he was fucking through the roof. Mm. I think we might have had co-top guys, like kind of when Stone Cold and The Rock were in their heyday. So I think that Bryan would have continued to be a top guy just because you can't – they eventually – the reason he was did what he did at WrestleMania is because they could no longer ignore the reactions. And I think the reactions would have continued. But even more importantly maybe – we would have gotten fucking Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar, which is the dream match we all want and probably will never get.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Thanks again. And Don, you have a fucking something to say?
No.
All right, good. Thanks again. And yes, it still rhymes. Jerry, Austin, Erzmer.
The stupid not. It's awesome. A stupid name. Stupid rhyme.
Fantastic.
Next email comes from Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart Waters. The subject is Bruce and Eric. Sounds like a comedy duo. What's up, Ringers Radio Ringers? I'm a big fan of Conrad Thompson and his podcast. I'm sorry, Conrad Thompson and his podcast.
Thompson.
if you're adding a P, Clay Thompson, one of my best. I drafted him in my fantasy league, loved him. So here's my question. Who do you lend more credit to, Bruce or Eric? Pritchard was Vince's right-hand man for several years, but Bischoff ran WCW for several years as well. Who has more credibility? Can't wait to hear Donnie talk about how great Eric Bischoff is. Fucking hate him, to be honest with you. Never liked him.
You always
never loved Eric Bischoff.
I've never heard this before.
No, he's making it up because he's always talked how great.
I like Eric Bischoff because he's very honest. Yeah. He's so very honest, okay? And I honestly do like Bruce Pritchard because he seems very honest as well about what was going on. Both of them have rose-colored glasses for certain things, without a doubt. Both of them also misremember the way it actually went. In some regards, but
you don't even listen to those podcasts, so I don't think you'd have any idea. I actually do.
I do listen to them. You don't know what I listen to. I listen to all kinds of stuff.
All you do is listen to the WWE Network.
You listen to ECW 94 in the fucking background. That's all you do.
Did you ever see Tommy Dreamer's debut against Jimmy Snuka?
So I don't appreciate this question of who has more credibility. They have the same amount of credibility. It all depends then on what you want them to discuss. Bruce Pritchard's going to have a more credibility of understanding what was going on in WWE at the time of whenever he was there. Just like Eric Bischoff's going to have a better understanding of what was going on in WCW or perspective on different things that Bruce doesn't know about. So they both have incredible credibility. What matters most, hold on, one last point. All that matters is that they have credibility. Dave Meltzer does not.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
They both hate Meltzer, which is a big reason why I have a lot of respect for them now.
That's what literally what I was going to say. They both have come together. They have put aside all of their differences to kind of like Captain Planet it by put all their hands in the middle. They're like, fuck Dave Meltzer.
Great theme song.
Nope.
Captain Planet, he's the hero.
It's stupid.
I think they both have credibility in different areas, like BG said. But I'm just going to say it. Bruce Pritchard has more because he played for the fucking winning team.
Oh, shit.
Did you
also,
the table for
also with, when yeah. Bischoff was like in diapers being a fucking shitty interviewer in AWA, Bruce Pritchard was like writing with Vince as part of the big wrestling group in the 80s. So
holy
there you go.
Shit.
Wow. Yep.
Did you guys watch the table for three?
Yes.
I don't remember.
It was a long JBL time ago. There.
Yeah, JBL sucks. I can't stand him. Go ahead, next email.
You're just mad because he didn't like when you kept adding him all the time.
Fuck you. He's an asshole. Jimmy Waters, thank you for the email.
This is from Andrew Elias Sampson. Subject: Swoggle speaks out saying Chris Benoit and his family were murdered by someone else. This is where we're going.
Andrew Sampson is like, hey, let's just make it awkward.
Yep. Hey,
he's like
boys.
Me at a party. I'm like, you hear about John Wayne Gacy? And they're like, I gotta go.
Remember how you said you didn't ignore emails?
Me?
You should, yeah.
You should have
ignored that one.
That's not very nice.
Hey there, boys. Here's a classic that has been brought up many times on the Ring Rust Radio podcast, but I don't think we've ever seriously sat down and had a chat about it.
We'll do Attention Horrors. One of these days on Attention
Chris
Horrors, we'll do it.
Benoit. The jokes aside, it seems some people think he did it, some people think he didn't do it. With the latest interview by Hornswoggle, it seems to be back in the news this week. I didn't know anything about this until
I didn't know this either.
All kidding aside, I'm a firm believer Kevin Sullivan had him murdered.
Holy
based
shit.
On interviews and other tidbits and the fact that he was in the Dungeon of Doom, which is scary. We have heard over here.
Did you write that or did he write that?
Editorial
stance? Okay.
License.
Okay.
What are your honest opinions on Chris Benoit? He's a piece of shit. Did he not did it? Let's leave the Hall of Fame question out of it because we know some people on the show, yes, people with fucking morals, who won't be named get their panties in a bunch when that's brought up. Can't wait for the Women's Mark Madness. Okay.
After defending the murderer.
So I just want to say something really quick because I watched like a little snippet of this interview.
Yeah, give us some context.
It's just Hornswoggle getting asked about the Chris Benoit situation, and apparently, you know, he was in WWE at that time, and he was around some people who had talked to him on the phone or whatever, and basically, his whole reason, essentially, for why he doesn't think Chris Benoit murdered his family, it's just Chris Benoit, when he was with him, he was, like, riding with him for, like, a couple days before, he was acting totally normal. Mm-hmm. You know what? You know the funny thing about head injuries? Is that at one moment, you could seem like you're totally normal, and just out of nowhere, you can fucking snap and be crazy, because the brain's funny like that. So I think that there's zero credibility in saying that he didn't do it because he was acting normal one day. Because that's kind of what happens with head injuries. Here's what happened. Chris Benoit undoubtedly did it. Hornswoggle's not a fucking expert on the Chris Benoit murder case. And if there was any kind of possibility that someone else did it, I don't think it would be such an open and shut case. I think maybe they would look into that. So
unless,
he did it. He did it.
Unless.
Chris Benoit murdered his family, then he killed himself like the coward that he was.
Yes.
And that's
all
it.
Of that. But, Mike.
What?
What if?
No.
Kevin Sullivan's satanic connection. What? No. What if his satanic connections go all the way up? Because we know people in the government are connected to Satanism. So how do we know that the police aren't in on it? How do we know that the police aren't like, yeah, we're going to make this, it's open and shut case. He's hanging from the Bowflex. Obviously, this is what's happening.
What podcast am I on?
A bad one. A really bad one.
Yeah, the good one's later. But yeah, so I think the most important thing that I have to, I've not seen any of the evidence, so I can't say one way or the other that I know for sure, but I tend to believe the police records and stuff like that and court documents and, you know, stuff like that that's easily obtainable. And it seems pretty fucking clear. I know it'd be fun to blame Kevin Sullivan because he's a Satanist and he's
fun.
Like,
that's
I mean,
really
it's like, I mean, it seems like people are having fun blaming him, honestly. So
that's different,
but
it's fun.
It's, I mean,
just having a good time.
Just having, just keeping it. Let your hair down.
Keep it loose.
Let your hair down. Yo, yeah. Bad fucking question, Samson. Jesus Christ. Next panel.
No. Shame.
BG?
No comment.
Yeah, no
BG?
Comment. Smart.
I want to know. Who did it? Right now.
All I can say is I was extremely upset when this all happened.
Would you guys want to do an attention horrors about that?
Yes, of course.
That'd sure. be really interesting. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fucking shame that happened.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Well, I can't wait till you treat him like Ed Gein and you're sympathizing with him halfway through it.
I never.
You're the one that sympathizes with every fucking serial killer and murderer. And
because at some point,
I never
like
was
us.
A huge fan of Benoit, so it's easy for me to just be like, he's a fucking piece of
shit. You never liked talent, obviously.
And it really sucks.
Are you breaking down? What's going on? Are you having
a he deserved to drop the title of Randy Orton.
Are you having one over there? A breakdown, not an orgasm?
Mental breakdown.
Go ahead. Come on.
See, no.
What is going on with the microphone?
What are you doing?
What is that?
That was you.
It wasn't me.
Yes, it was. And you're still doing it. Stop doing it.
It's Mike Chiari. He's tearing us apart. He's tearing
are
us apart right
Allison?
Now. Go ahead. His outlet keeps coming out. That's him leaning over and plugging back in. Two prong, not three. I don't need an outlet. Good.
Those five prongs. Next email comes from Bubba. Ray Han Ma Kura Ishii. Subject is best WWE finisher tournament. It's a Patreon email. You know the shtick.
Oh my God.
Gentlemen, following on from last successful tournament, I want to now get you guys to play out a finisher tournament. WWE only, Donnie. The art of the finisher is not only the execution, but also the setup. This could be swift and out of nowhere, or it can be a long and drawn-out process, like the figure four, Donnie.
Get a workout to get to.
Yeah.
They just sent us a fucking bracket. Self-explanatory, best finish tournament. Here's the fucking bracket. Instead, duplicating the exact same format as last time, I need to tell you the rules, I condense this to 11 finishes.
Why? An odd number!
Stop doing this! That I cannot leave out, and why just expand it? How about that? I've also included a third place match as well to sell the bronze position. The seething, we call that the Donnie Wood position.
I was gonna say, it sounds like something with Dookie. It sounds like something that's called the bronze, is that a Dookie on your dong? It's like, no thanks.
The seething and layout has been completely randomized, I don't believe you. Thus, neither of the brackets have been edited, just initial name input. Cannot wait for the infighting and pure banter during this tournament. Much love, as always. Oh, listen, I'm sorry we did shit on your email, but I appreciate it. So, am I going
to
run this? Or?
I have it if you want me to do it.
Sure.
I don't have it in front of me, so you have to give me the things that I have to pick. I'll go first.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We have 3 first-round matches, as you do in an 11-man tournament.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The RKO versus the F5.
F5.
RKO. Yikes.
Boom, upset.
Bad job.
Upset. I mean,
I think you guys did it like, who do you like better, Brock Lesnar or
Randy
Orton?
Who do you love? Oh. No, I'm tired out of nowhere. No thanks. Over it.
Red Arrow versus Ric Flair's figure four.
Ric Flair's figure four.
I mean, Red Arrow is a cooler move, but figure four is more iconic. Figure four.
Red Arrow's fucking awesome.
Oh, hold on a minute. I say, here's the thing. You can't just do Ric Flair's.
That's what it is. All yes, right. You can.
Okay, whatever.
He's specifically saying the Ric Flair version. Right. So, like, the Miz's
superior, yeah, exactly. Right.
I swear to God. Ric Flair's rolling over in his grave.
Final first round match. Sweet Chin Music versus Swanton Bomb.
Swanton Bomb.
Swanton Bomb.
It's really stupid.
This is more fun than I anticipated.
The Swanton Bomb's not even that good.
Yeah. Cool. See you. Bye.
Second round, F5 versus Macho Man's elbow drop.
Elbow drop.
F5.
Absolutely. Elbow drop.
Fuck
Duh.
You, BG. Back to you. Fuck you, BG. I'll fuck everybody over. Till you fuck me over. Fuck both.
Stone Cold Stunner versus Tombstone.
Ooh.
Stunner.
Ric Flair's figure four against the sharpshooter. I assume it's Bret Hart's sharpshooter.
Figure four.
Sharpshooter. Definitely sharpshooter.
Ah, figure four.
Well, you lost.
Whatever, fuck you then, stupid.
The Swanton Bomb versus Kurt Angle's ankle lock.
Ankle lock.
Swanton Bomb.
Ankle lock.
Boom, BG, sit the fuck down, dude. Making some dumb decisions.
semifinals. Macho Man's elbow drop versus Stone Cold Stunner.
Macho Man's elbow drop.
Stunner.
I'm all about the elbow drop.
Oh, upset city, dude. BG's over here fucking crying. Wah.
Well, drop was a one seed. The Stunner was a four seed, apparently.
So those seeds mean nothing. the other semifinal is the sharpshooter versus Kurt Angle's ankle lock.
Sharpshooter. Okay, now you're just trying to hurt us. Okay, you need to relax.
Well, no, it's whatever you're saying. I'm saying that.
I got it. I saw what you did.
Third place match, the bronze match, the Stunner versus the ankle lock.
Stunner.
So Stunner gets third place. And then the finals is Macho Man's elbow drop against the sharpshooter.
Elbow drop.
Sharpshooter.
That beautiful, beautiful elbow drop.
Oh, shit!
My favorite move in the history of wrestling.
It's hard to say a favorite move, but there is no one who quite executed it quite like Macho Man, and he's absolutely amazing at it, but... Yes, so that's awesome. That was fun. We do these more often. I have a lot of fun with these.
Yeah.
And make them as stupid as fucking possible.
I love
the random nature
of them.
Yeah, that's really fun. The random nature does make it work great. All right, Mike, take my last one.
This is from Woken, Matt Hardy, cancel on. Subject, Mixed Match Challenge, Smarks Say, week number five. It's Mixed Match Challenge, week number five, Bobby Lashley and Mickie James against Bobby Roode and Natalya, and also The Miz and Asuka versus Rusev and Lana. Number one, World Cup all from white America.
Okay, he's not wrong, but Rey Mysterio
is
Latin and
Latin America.
Jeff Hardy's from another planet, man. Number two,
The Miz should be getting the championship match, not Daniel Bryant.
Oh, yes, reach!
He's back.
Daniel Bryant.
They really teamed Lana with Rusev. That's just lazy writing, though. I agree. That made married like that?
Not really.
Go ahead.
My favorite character is Big Show and Kane.
That's... BG wrote this.
It's my favorite, period.
Remember that one time in the Royal Rumble that someone decided it was the right time to make them
Yikes,
turn up?
Yikes, that was horrible.
Had to get Roman Reigns over.
Jamie Noble sitting back there like, I didn't write this. Fuck no, I didn't write this. Don't let anyone tell you I write this. Number five.
She sells good.
But it sells. It
sells
like
blood cells.
Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Man, don't know Hugh too rad for like them both?
I like the accent. Thank you, Donnie.
Man, don't know Hugh too rad for like them both? Got it both times. Now it both times. Go ahead.
I enjoy Natalia's cats. But I prefer Mickey's. Never mind.
Oh, my god, I got
Donnie
little
has boom, no boom, idea boom, what.
yeah, what's the joke?
Her puppies?
Oh.
Or her something else.
I thought it was machine pussy.
Never mind.
Either or.
Never mind.
You leave it to the imagination.
That, never mind. That's always fun. Anytime I see that in a book, I'm like, we're having a good time. If I see that in a fucking book, I'm closing that book. I'm done with that shit.
Never mind.
Mark Twain's like, ha, Huckleberry Finn came down the road and he discovered his... Never mind. Never mind. go ahead.
I know who can stop Mickey James. Osteoporosis.
Wow!
That's so fatal. The Miz makes me sick, literary.
No!
Literary.
The Miz makes me sick, literary.
This whole... You're just talking about fucking Mark Twain, and you can't read literary.
I can't, no, it's, I can't read out loud. I struggle. It's my phobia.
Who's doing Mark it, though. Twain? Ask Donnie.
Daniel Clemens?
Yeah, who's that? Is that the running back for the Eagles? go ahead.
You will not get richer or poorer if you help me. I come to ask for a help of one real.
Enzo, he's looking for real. He's looking for Enzo.
Yeah, that's real one. You just mixed it up. One real. 10. 100 is not for political propaganda. More. Yes. To pay bill of light and water. Do good without asking who. Federal Savings Bank Agency. 4031.
No, don't name. No, we're not naming the numbers. I'm not. Because it's going to be so good.
A hug.
Never mind.
Never mind.
I think I should read the account and then somebody can help him out.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
You will not be richer or poorer if you help them.
I'm more worried about someone opening up a credit card with that number somehow and then using said number to fucking, you know.
I don't think that's
buy
how
a TV.
Yeah, that's how credit cards work. You pick your number.
Yep. That's how we're doing.
I'm just fucking free balling here. 013.
No, I'm just like, you know when you dial the phone like a dickhead? I'm like, beep, boop, bop, beep, boop, boop, bop, bop, hello, I'm going to the Mars. That's very fun. We're having fun again. We're having a lot of fun. Thank you to Matt Hardy, Cantalani. Guys, you know what that means, though. All right, hey, I'm your host, the most Don Wood, at Donald_Wood on Twitter, at Travel Pulse, at Bleacher Report, at the interwebs. Brandon Gallen.
BGNY3 and at Ringrest Radio.
At! Gotta get it in there like that. Mike Chiari.
Sorry.
At! Mike Chiari. Chiari.
He's in his house. He's in his house like knocking. He's right now, he's in his underwear.
I just do whatever the fuck I want now.
He's got a wireless mic now, so it's a headphones. He's just spinning in a chair constantly. Like balls hanging out. Like, I don't even care. You're gonna talk tonight. Like, listen, Mike, you know, Wednesdays are really weird around the house, and we're not, like, good for the family if you're acting like this. You're like, I can do what I want.
Fine.
It's fine. It's good. It's fine. Yeah, we also think you're a drunk. Yeah, this is you being a drunk. This is you when you're drunk. I got a fully stocked bar. Well, it was fully stocked yesterday. And it's just a lot of that. There's a lot of that going on. RingRustRadio.com, that's our website. RingRust Radio on YouTube, that's a place where you can get all of our Get Vocal videos as well. Or you can go to GetVocal.com and fucking join in on the fun. Facebook's another place you can go. There's a group over there, a whole fucking RingRust Radio fan group. There's so much fun. BG's over there, he has a lot of fun. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, there's a place you can have a lot of fun. 5 stars, it's a lot of fun. Interact us on Twitter, RingRust Radio, RingRust Radio, Yahoo,
it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Mikey. Chiari. You know it's a lot of fun? T-shirts.
A lot of fun.
ProWrestlingTees.com/ring.
People say, all those people who said, I hope all those people who told me.
Because it's a lot of fun.
All those people who said to me, I've been so negative. All those people to me who said, I sound depressed. I sound like I'm down in the dumps. Let me say to you, we had a lot of fun on this episode, so I hope you're happy. You would cut your dick or something or no? We
don't cut your dick! Okay, get those
good shirts! BGLPatreon.com/RingRustRadio. A lot of fun.
Patreon.com, it's a lot of fun. Going to Ring Rust Radio, it's a lot of fun. You won't be poor or richer, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's all good. Cool. Awesome. This has been
Roman Reigns song.
This has been a lot of fun. It's going to be the Roman Reigns song.
I'm going to miss him so bad.
Honestly.
Raw really would be terrible without him.
It's. I mean, again, I'm not the biggest Roman Reigns fan, but I want him back as soon as fucking possible. You know what I mean? This is the prime of his career. Let's get him back in here. I need someone to boo. I don't think I booed many people harder than him, and you need that in wrestling. Look, The Miz. I'd boo The Miz, too. I'd miss him. I would miss The Miz. I'm honest with myself. I would miss him. All right, let's go. Thank you, God. God bless America. Thank you so much. We're not ending it. Well, here. God bless America. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back out on next week.
Yeah, I really miss Roman Reigns. Oh.